Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is tarot advisor and life coach Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, where it's a blistering 100 and something. I don't know exactly here, but by Monday, 109. Oh, my God, it's not even summer officially till Father's Day on the 20th, but we started summer about 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah, it's hot. Oh, my gosh. Happy Friday, everybody. We got a great show for you today. It is open lines all show long. We're just going to be taking your call. That's right. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628. Let me bring on my fabulous co-host, joining me as always from Berkeley, California. She's spiritual teacher and certified life coach, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Let's bring on Dr. Rose. Another Friday.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Dax. Happy Friday. It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, gosh.
We should sing.
Yeah, I've got this one friend that's a bartender, and when it's her Friday, and her Friday doesn't fall on Friday, folks. It's like Wednesday is her last day of the week before she comes back, you know, a few days later. And so I'll go in on a Wednesday night, and she sits there, and she puts her arms up, makes fists, and you know, aims the fists at each other in front of her, if you can imagine this, you know, and she starts circling around and doing a little dance. It's my Friday. It's my Friday. It's hilarious. Oh, my God. Wow. We already have people calling in. Hey, if you're listening out there live and you're thinking about calling into the show, you better do it now because we take the calls in the order that they come in. So when you call in, you're put in the queue in order, and we want to get to you today. So you want to call in early and secure your spot because we're doing the calls all show long. And when we're out of calls, we're just going to end the show. So you better call in and get into the list here. Let me give out that number again, Dr. Rose. It's 714-816-4628. Now, as soon as you call in, you should be prompted to press the number one on your keypad to speak with the host. Now, if you're not prompted, still, remember, press one on your dial pad. Otherwise, we just assume you're listening to the show. That's perfectly fine, too. You can call in, not press one, and just listen to the show. But if you want to talk to Rose and I, make sure you press one as soon as you get through. That'll put you up in the caller queue. It'll put you in the order that you called in. And that's how we're going to take the calls today, 714-816-4628. There's also some folks, Rose, that can't call in. I mean, it's Friday. They might be at work. They might be listening in on the download, you know, and, you know, their boss is looking at them from across the room. So they really can't pick up the receiver, you know, or their phone.
Yeah.
So we have another way, though. We have a sneaky way. You can join us in our chat post. That's right. We have a chat post on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. We always post one for each show. In fact, there's a show later today we'll tell you about in a second, and we've got a chat post for that one too. But the easy way to get there is you just open a new tab in your browser and you type in psychictalk.net, our website, /chat. So that's psychictalk.net/chat, and it'll take you right to that post on our Facebook group, and then scroll down to the comments. We use the comments like a chat room, so you can go in there, you can chat with us, you can chat with other listeners, you can comment on the show, you can ask questions about tarot, numerology, all the things we do, as well as you can ask for a reading right there. You could type your question in right there if you can't call into the show. Awesome sauce. So that's what we've got going on. I do want to mention that today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the International Organization for Tarot Lovers, Students, and Professionals since 2004. God, I'm old. Anyway, visit us on the web at thetarotguild.com. We'd love to have you come join. You can join the site for free. And if you're a tarot lover, student, or professional tarot reader, come join us over there. We've been doing this for, God, we're in our 17th year. We're about to go into our 18th year, October 31st. That's right, Halloween. How appropriate. Halloween is when we formed the Tarot Guild in 2004. God, that was so long ago. In San Diego, California. Anyway. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's going on that we should chat about. I think that's it. So we're going to go to calls. And right before that, Rose, I thought I'd do the card of the day and the numerology of the day. What do you think?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, this is going to be short and sweet because, you know, I didn't have time. I do a lot of research when I do my card of the day posts. I don't know if you guys have ever seen my articles. You could check them out. Go over to thetarotguild.com and just click on articles, or thetarotguild.com/articles will take you there as well. And you can check these out. And, you know, I do a lot of research. I put, you know, really cool stuff in there about the card, about numerology, about, you know, a lot of different things. And it was so busy this morning and then getting ready for the show and promoting, I didn't have time to type it up. So I'm going to have to do it after the show. But I did pull the card of the day, which is the Eight of Pentacles. And today's date, 6/11/2021, adds up to 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. So it's a 4 date. That structure, that is foundations and plans. And then the day, 1 plus 1 is 2, yep, it's cooperation, relationships, partnerships, mediation, helping others. That's what that 2 energy is all about. Now, before the final reduction to 2, you know, it's the 11. And 11 is a master number. It is the master illuminator number. Today is a great day to learn something new and maybe even teach something that you're passionate about. It's about learning the master teacher number, basically, the master illuminator. So the Six of Pentacles, you know, this fella is hard at work on his craft. He's creating pentacles. He's already finished several, and he's building his skills and abilities. He's building his skills and abilities. You know, he's really passionate about what he does. There's a lot of yellow, which is the color of optimism, and blue, which is calming. You know, he feels best when he's doing what he's doing, you know, and the more he does it, the more he builds his skills and abilities and his passion for this. He's got red leggings on. Red is the color of passion. His passionate, he's really passionate about what he does, and it really shines through in the quality of his craftsmanship because he spent all this time developing that, you know. And now if you put that together with the energy of 2 today, working with other people, 11, the master teacher number, master illuminator, and 4, structure, plans, foundations. You know, this is a great day to work on all of that. Learn new skills and abilities. You know, head over to Udemy and take a course. And no, we're not associated with Udemy. I know we talk about Udemy a lot. It's just because me and Dr. Rose here, we are Udemy junkies is what I meant to say. We are Udemy junkies, you know. You know, they have $150, $200 courses that are on sale for $9.99, $10.99, $12.99, $15.99. You can learn any skill or ability. And, you know, this is just the right day for that. You know, 8 is the number of abundance, this 8 of Pentacles. And abundance and fulfillment really come from when you create value for others. You're solving somebody else's big problem, but you're doing it in such a way that, you know, you're passionate about a particular issue and the way in which you work with a client or a customer. You know, it's fulfilling the way you do it. It's not just doing a J-O-B, you know. So today is the day to really look at, okay, how can I help others? There's that two energy. How can I create value for them and solve a big problem and have it in alignment with what you're passionate about and the way you want to work? You know, maybe you want to travel around in your car and go places. Maybe you want to be in a cubicle. Maybe you want to see clients in person. Maybe you want to see clients on a Zoom call or Skype or something like that, or even the phone. You know, figure that out, and then also look at, you know, what are my skills and abilities? You know, in order to solve this big problem, do I need additional skills and abilities, or do I want to brush up on them? You know, and head over to Udemy and take a few courses. You know, in a few days, you can have, actually hours, you can have all the skills and abilities you need to solve that big problem for somebody, and that's how you create value. So that's the tarot and numerology for today, and I'm really excited about that. I'm going to crack open the books. That's a metaphor. Actually, we just, you know, turn on the computer and watch videos and
right.
classes.
right.
You know,
press
but,
the button here.
In the old days, I'm old, so in the old days, we actually cracked open actual books. You know, those were those things that were made with, you know, paper and cardboard, and they had the ink typed onto the, you know, pressed onto them. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
paper?
I know it's. yeah. We even had pens and writing instruments and remember pencils with graphite in them? Do they still make those?
Yeah.
Anyway. but yes, that's how old we are. Oh my God, that's how old we are. So yeah. Holy cow. I'm excited about that. You know, I'm actually, I've had some time freed up lately, and I'm doing a lot of, you know, other kind of work like yard work and take care of the house, things like that, that I'm catching back up on. But I'm also excited mm-hmm. to get back into study and practice, you know, with the skills that I use in life coaching and hypnotherapy and things along those lines. Green Room, Rose and I were talking about, you know, this is a world year of five, folks. And that's you've heard us talk about it on the show. That's that high energy number five. It's adventurous energy, but it's also the yeah. energy of change. And so there's a lot of change going on, isn't there, Rose?
There is. A lot of things changing. And, yeah, this has been a crazy year. You know, I was so thankful when 2021 came. I was like, oh, I got a sigh of relief. There's so much anxiety last year, right? And now
over
it's just like,
yeah.
wow.
it's know. Worse this year.
I know.
yeah.
Ways,
Rose was telling
know,
me last night she's had a lot of tragic loss in her family. You know, I didn't even know about
yeah.
all of that, Rose. And then you're doing changes with your work. You're taking on additional classes and everything, and teaching, and yeah, new curriculum. I mean, you know, it's like wow. And then you know, anybody that's listened to the show for a long time, they know I'm an Air Force veteran and a member of the American Legion, Disabled American Veterans. And the last 7 years, I was on the executive board of my local American Legion post, and
excuse me.
I finally, I'm sorry, what did you say, Rose?
No, I'm sorry.
I thought you said something.
I burped a little bit and I just said, excuse me, just in case people can hear it.
sorry. Oh, I don't know.
I was trying to hit the mute button. okay, that's good. I'm glad it didn't make it on the air.
Sometimes we call it, the cough button, you know, but I don't always hit it in time. You know, I like to go on mute, especially if I drink water. You know, That's something else I want to talk about, how annoying it is when the talking heads are there, you know, talking and they grab the water and they're going gulp, 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 you know, right on the mic. You know, put yourself on mute, you know, if you're going to be gulping water. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that's disgusted by that, but I'm just disgusted by that. Anyway, but back to what I was saying, you know, I finally decided, you know, that's it. I've given of myself. I've volunteered, you know, countless hours over 7 years, and I'm resigning. And I just, you know, up and resigned, and, you know, a lot of other things changing in my personal life. That mostly it's all been really good. I've freed up a lot of time. I freed up a lot of time. And over the last 2 days, the numerology, like it was the 9 energy of letting go. Yesterday was 1 energy, but it was the 10th, which is kind of that hairbreadth moment between the end of the cycle 9 and the beginning of the next cycle 1, because 1 plus 0 is 1. 10 reduces to 1. And so both of those days were about letting go of things. And there's just an air of that. There's an air of change. And, you know, if you focus on the positive side, you know, I always tell people life is an algebra equation. Everything that happens, there's an equal sign. And on one side is all the negative stuff, and on one side is all the positive stuff. If you're labeling something negative, this bad thing happened to me, you're just not seeing the positive on the other side of the equation. If you go, wow, this is great, there's always a downside. There's always. So, you know, a lot of these things sprung up unexpectedly in my life, Rose. But as soon as I started focusing on the other side of the equation, the positive things, I realized that the positive really outweighs the negative, and that, you know, I've got a lot of time being freed up. I'm getting a lot more done than I was getting before. And it tends to create momentum. And I'm more energized, too. I've noticed that. What about you?
Yes. I mean, I think it's very important that things are going to happen. Things are going to change. And sometimes change is painful, you know, whether you want it to happen or not. And it is important just to take a look at what you can do at this point. It's interesting because I was having a conversation with, I think it was my mom, about a day or two ago about this. And I'm not going to get into the long story about it, but, you know, most of my life I wanted to have, you know, be married and have children like everybody. I've wanted this since the age of 11. I have no idea why. But but that was my dream. And then as the years progressed and I wasn't really finding, you know, much of a match out there, and I'm getting older, you know, I'm going to be 50, actually, everybody, in July. A half a century old, woohoo! You know, the possibility of having my... Thank you. The possibility of
my birthday is on the 16th,
own...
just so everybody knows.
Is it? Oh, cool. the possibility of me having my own children, you know, from my own body, it's just not going to be possible. And I had to come to grips with this probably, I would say, about 10 years ago. And I said, okay, Rose, if this is not going to, since this is not happening at this time, for whatever reason, then you need to start thinking about, okay, what can you do? Because a lot of times women are told or they're somehow influenced that their worth is tied up into family and children. Nothing wrong with wanting to have that. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, but your worth doesn't have to be about that, because you really never know how things will develop. You know, you're hopeful. You want to have a plan. You want things to happen. But sometimes things change. And you just never know, right? So I had to really have a conversation with myself about that. Okay, so then what do you want to be now? Because if this is not working out and that was a major deal for you, now what do you want? And it took me a while to really figure that out. So, and I have to say, I've been working more on it. Sometimes I get confused, but I've been really focused in on, you know, more of the spiritual practices that I do and helping people to be successful with them, to really make change and transformation in their lives. So that part I've gotten clear, and it's just a matter of taking the steps to move forward in terms of that business. So, you know, folks, just life happens, transformation happens, whether you want it to or not sometimes, and you just have to ask yourself, okay, now what? What does this open up for me? You know, this is painful, but what can this lead to for me at this point? You know?
Right. By the way, Rose, life begins after 50, just mentioning that. Oh, but it's funny
it
that
begin
you
now.
Said it that way. Yeah.
I can't
no,
wait
it's,
till
it's
after
funny that you
51.
Right,
I'm just
right.
Kidding.
Okay, life begins after 52. how you end it just there was what I was going to say next, actually, about how, you know, how was I going to say this? Okay, let me rephrase it. Okay, so change happens, all right? We can label some change coming in, especially if it's unexpected, as bad. And it's painful, but good change is also painful. And that's a realization
that we
all need to make in order to progress in our lives. If you want more abundance and prosperity, if you want to grow, okay, it's really represented very well in the Ace of Pentacles card, where there's that hand reaching out of the cloud, offering the pentacle. And we're in this beautiful garden. It's lush. Everything is comfortable and everything. And there's this big hedge going all the way around. And then there's this one entrance that leads out. And there's a desolate out there. You know, we're in the nice garden, like the oasis. And then there's, you know, desert or just a desolate area with a path, a narrow path leading up to a hill or a mountain. It goes up the mountain and there's the peak, and that's where your goal is. So you got to step out of the garden. You got to step out of your comfort zone, and it's going to be painful. But as soon as you do it, your garden is going to expand to encompass that ground and that goal, and you can cultivate it, and then it'll become part of your comfort zone. And
right.
Knowing this ahead of time, you can set yourself up for this because the pain is fleeting. You know, getting up on stage and doing that speech in front of 1,000 people that, you know, you're not comfortable doing times, you're like, oh, yeah, I got this, you know, kind of thing. You know, and that's just one example. But, you know, every change we want to make, all the growth we want to make requires us to step out of our comfort zone. Sometimes think outside the box as well comes up a lot.
Right.
So, yeah. So just keep that
in
mind.
I'd like to give another analogy, if you don't mind, something that you said that triggered, you know,
sure,
an analogy
we'll
in my mind.
After that.
Absolutely. So it's kind of like a garden, right? If you want to plant something, you have to do the work of, you know, what is it? What they call toiling the soul. The soil. Excuse me. You know, you got to dig up things. You got to put up down some fertilizer. That takes some work. You know, and it's not always easy. It's not always smooth or whatnot. You kind of have to do a little bit of digging. Got to push the seeds down and whatnot, and then of course water. And then
not
over
always
time,
pleasant.
Something. Right. It's not always pleasant. And those of you who work the soil, you know what I mean? It's not always a pleasant experience. But you know, eventually things will grow, you know. You may have to make some changes. Maybe you need a different kind of soil, a different kind, some more like plant food or something if you're growing veggies or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. But or you have to either provide more shade or more sunlight or what have you, but, you know, that's a part of growing something. And just be dedicated to whatever it is that you want to accomplish. Just be dedicated. Okay, this didn't work out in your company, or if this didn't work out for this plant, do some reading, do some research. Okay, what can make this grow better? You know, how can I keep this from dying or having issues? So anyway, I just wanted to get that analogy of for those who like to work the soil.
Awesome sauce, you know, and although this conversation we just had is, you know, totally spur of the moment, nothing happens by accident. There's people out there listening that needed to hear this. And yeah. So that's why we went on a little bit long there, folks. Sorry about that are waiting on the phone lines. But, you know, there's always nuggets that come out in these shows that people yeah. need to hear. Yeah. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628. If you're listening live right now, you're on the fence about calling in, this is the time to call in. You want to get into that caller queue. It's starting to grow, and you want to make sure that we get to you. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628. Remember, as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. The caller that's been waiting the longest, it looks like area code 860. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Connecticut.
And your name, hon?
Lisa.
Say it again, Lisa?
Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa. Oh, okay.
Hi, Lisa.
I think you called in before.
Hi, I've called in the past, yes.
Nice.
Oh, wonderful.
How can we help you today?
I'm wondering what Spirit wants me most to know or be doing. Kind of feeling lost.
Oh, one of those things. Well, first of all, what do you want to be doing? You have to have some passions.
500 other things, but I'm unable to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a look here. Okay, the central focus card is this 10 of cups here. Successful, happy family life, lasting friendships, harmony, joy, all that fun, positive stuff there, you know. What it's suggesting is that, especially because cups are about emotions, ultimately you need to be emotionally fulfilled with what you're doing. And right next to it is the Eight of Pentacles, the card of the day today. The Eight of Pentacles that we were just talking about. Yeah. So everything that we said about that, you know, I know you were listening, so that all applies directly to you. It's a hint from the universe that you're supposed to be doing that today. And it's no accident you called in, and it's no accident that the numerology is what it is today, that the card of the day is the Eight of Pentacles. You needed to hear this, that, you know, you need to figure this out. Tarot, by the way, is not going to tell you what to do. Okay, I'm going to tell you that right now, especially because we've got, what, 2 minutes with each caller, you know. If I sat down with you for 40 minutes, we could pull a lot of cards, ask a lot of questions, pull more cards, ask questions. We could narrow things down, you know, look deeper into your passions and things along those lines. But because we don't have that amount of time, you know, the cards are telling you what you need to know now. And that is today, start thinking about this. The very first card is the Five of Cups. It's literally the crying over spilt milk card. And this is in the past. So this is kind of how you've been feeling. You know, you're not emotionally fulfilled. It's another cups card, you know. And the individual is staring down at the three cups that have fallen over, and behind him or her is two cups that are upright that are filled to the brim. All the figure has to do is turn around and see that those two cups are still there. Yeah. So, but that's in the past, you know, and you're calling in the now, and I feel that you're ready for this to move forward. You've got to make the connections, though. You've got to get in touch with what you're really passionate about. Sometimes this takes a lot of, you know, introspection, even going back, way back in your life. With some of my hypnosis clients, I'll actually take them into hypnosis. We'll actually go back, I mean, way back. We're talking 5, 6, 7, 8 years of age, and what you were passionate about back then, what lit up your eyes. You wouldn't think it would apply today, but it does. You get that information early on what you're supposed to be doing, you know. And, you know, I think, you know, even without seeing a hypnotist for this, everybody can do this on their own. You just spend some alone time, have a pad of paper so you can write things down. And, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, meditating on your navel for the next, you know, 2 hours. I'm talking about you know, take 10 minutes out in the beginning of the day, maybe 10 minutes before you go to sleep at night. Just be alone with yourself. Just write down what comes to mind. And, you know, especially put the focus on your values and what you're passionate about. Program your dreams, you know, as you're lying your head down on the pillow and you're going to drift off. Tell your subconscious that you want to know what your real passions are, what you should be following. Once you make those connections, things start to fall into place like dominoes falling over. Because then you can look at, you know, here's that Eight of Pentacles. Again, he's working on his skill set. The Ten of Cups, you can see what you, not only what you're passionate about, but now once you know that, then you can start extrapolating from there, like, okay, what does that mean? You know, what's involved around this passion? I mean, your passion might be horseback riding. Okay, it could be, I mean, it could be anything, you know. You like fire trucks, I don't know. Gardening, I don't know. It could be anything. You know, each individual is an individual. You got to figure that out on your own, really. And but yeah. Once you start looking at some of these areas, right, Rose, then the dominoes start falling into place because you see, okay, I really enjoy this. What is an issue or a problem that other people that are also interested in this have? And how can I solve that problem for them? And therefore, I create value, which creates an energy exchange. That's money, folks. It's just an energy exchange. And you can create value for other people. That's the message that's coming through. Now, there are a couple of other cards that are dealing with some things that might be holding you back. One is the Devil card, which talks about attachment. You might be, it's a little warning from the tarot saying that you're potentially attached to these things have to happen in a certain way. Maybe you've always worked in a certain industry. Maybe you've always done a certain type of job. Here's that thinking outside the box that I was talking about with Rose just a few minutes ago. You know, you got to step out of the garden. You got to step out of your comfort zone, and you got to start thinking outside the box. And it does, you know, that way it opens it up to the universe to bring in this or something better, is how we always phrase mm-hmm. it, you know. And any emotional baggage or attachment to, you know, previous ways of doing things you were doing before, you got to let those go. And that's the very next card, by the way, which is the Eight of Cups. Again, with the emotions. And this individual has stacked up their cups. They've stacked up their baggage, their emotional baggage, their attachments and so forth that we saw in the Devil card. And now they're moving away from the cups, up the side of a hill. They have their walking stick. They have their traveling cloak on, which is red. They're following their passions. And they're moving onward and upward to better things. But it's a hard journey. There's that pain we were talking about. Remember, Rose? We were just talking about this.
Right.
And
we were.
Yeah, all change requires you to be uncomfortable at first. And I think that's the biggest thing that's going to hold you back, if anything, you know. Because I think everybody can get in touch with their passion, and everybody can take the time to figure out how that relates to other people and what, you know, what problem, what big problem can they solve for somebody else, you know? And don't worry if you don't know it all about what it is you're passionate about. You probably know a lot more than some people, and that's all you need, is to know a little more, because then you can show them the way, and you can teach, and you can write books, and you can do life coaching with them around this, or career coaching around this thing, you know. And as we spoke about in the beginning of the show, any skills or abilities along the way that you might need, You can develop those. The internet, my God, you can do it for free on YouTube. Type in anything you want to know how to do, and there it is. And you can turn that into value for somebody else. So there you go. There's the message on that from the tarot for you, Lisa. And I hope that helped you out.
Yeah, just to validate you, I think this was a lot about the fact that I haven't seen my only child in 11-plus years, and I've been frozen. So that's, I think, what it was all about. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. And you know, use this time today and throughout the weekend to do that, Lisa. And
yeah,
we get stuck. You know, terrible things happen. We get stuck and we can't progress forward. And that is probably at least one of the attachments that the Devil card and the Eight of Cups were talking about. But notice that I got that Eight of Pentacles, which is the card of the day today. And the Eight of Cups, eight is abundance. We got two eights in the spread there. This is a big message from the universe saying you can have the abundance and prosperity that you want, Lisa. You just have to let go of these attachments, these things that are holding you back. Seek out help if you do need it. I'm a strong believer that everybody can do this for themselves, but some people, you know, They just need some expert help. And there's another factor too, Dr. Rose, is it's faster, much faster when you go to a practitioner. Emotional freedom technique, an EFT practitioner, a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, neurolinguistic programming, you know. Seek somebody out in your local area or on the internet, you know, and because now everything's being done via video conference anyway, you know, and in one session, maybe two, but or three, but, you know, one session, you know, a couple hours or an hour, and, you know, you've eliminated these blocks and you're able to move forward. And then things start to, you know, the clouds start to go away and the sun comes out and now it's bright. You know, we've gone from the moon card to the sun card now where you can actually see. You can see the connections. Yes, this is what I'm really passionate about. Oh, a lot of people have this problem doing that passion. Oh, I can teach them how to fix that problem. That's how you create value.
And we're going to
go to our
apartment. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No.
I was just saying it's also a life coach is having a partner, someone that you can be accountable to, not in a bad way, but just someone who can help guide you along the way. If you get stuck on something, then, you know, there are tools and techniques that they can use to help you unstick yourself and move forward. A lot of times if you do it on our own, it's really difficult. Sometimes it can be really difficult and we can't really see what else is going on, you know. So that's what I love about life coaching. You really do have a partner. So you're not doing it just, quote, on your own. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing about having a what's the word for it? I always forget this. A disinterested third party. What do they call that? Just a word for that. Somebody that doesn't have any skin in the game. What do they call that? There's a word for that. You're the linguistics doc. Help me out with this.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. It'll come to me later on. Watch. It'll just pop in my head. But, you know, having somebody that, you know, is a third party that doesn't have any skin in the game, you know, they're able to see things that you can't see because you have a certain way of looking at things. You think it only could be done a certain way, and they're going to challenge you, this third person, especially a life coach, you know, it's part of life coaching is where they're going to challenge you on those things. Like, oh, when did you decide that?
It's like being objective.
Is,
It's like they're more objective.
They're more objective. You know, it is. When did you decide that? Or, you know, is there another way you could be doing this? You know, this is a really big goal. What can you do tomorrow? First thing. Here's a piece of paper. Sign a contract. You're going to do it. Yeah, I mean, it helps to have somebody helping you out with these things. And we're going to go to the next caller. I'm sorry we went a little long with Lisa, but yet again, this was a little life coaching session for everybody out there, because what Lisa was dealing with, a lot of people are dealing with. We had a couple of callers drop off, and I don't know if they're calling back in or if there's a problem with the switchboard, but you know, if at all possible, don't drop off and call back in, because I mean, don't hang up on purpose and call back in, because it's going to put you at the bottom of the queue. But that opens up a couple more spots. Yeah, come back. But it does open a couple more spots in the queue. 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad when you get through. In fact, we have a few callers on here that don't have their hands raised, we call it. That's when you press the number 1. So if you want to speak live with Rose and I, you got to push 1 on your dial pad to get up into the caller queue. You know, if you guys are listening to the show, that's perfectly fine. But if you want to chat with us, don't forget to press 1, 714-816-4628. The caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 919. 919. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Sandra. Georgia.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Georgia on my mind. What's going on?
I was thinking the same thing.
Georgia.
Sorry, I think my Bluetooth dropped. Okay, coming.
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. For a second there, it sounded like you were talking out of a cave or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My Bluetooth dropped. Sorry about that.
That's okay. What can we do for you?
What do you want to chat about? Oh, sorry, Rose. We had the same thought again.
Well, my question is just trying to get some clarity around my love life, my situation with my partner, just trying to see where life is headed.
And what's the big burning question?
Is this going to work?
There's got to be something. there's got to be something, you know, that's... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is this going to work? Is this going something to continue putting energy toward? Okay.
I'm looking at the cards here. You know, in our conversation earlier, I was talking about the garden and, you know, stepping outside your comfort zone. Guess what shows up?
Yep.
That very Ace of Pentacles shows up here.
Yeah.
Oh, and with our previous caller, with Lisa, you know, she got that Five of Cups, that, you know, literally the crying over spilt milk card. That is it moved from, you know, in her reading, it was in the past. Now it's in the very center. It's the here and now. It's the main focus. Okay, so who's crying over spilt milk in this situation? That's my question.
Probably both of us.
Here's what's going on. The Queen of Cups is showing up to say, ultimately, you already know the answer. You need to listen to your own intuition, your own gut instincts on this, okay? Asking it as a yes-no question, I'm getting two or three yes cards, two no cards. It's very muddled. It's very muddled. You know, in the system I use, all the even numbered cards are yes, and all the odd numbered cards are no. And the Ace of Coins, of course, that's one, so that would be a no. But because it's an ace, and they're such positive cards, sometimes it means a yes. Okay, be leaning towards yes, but there's a lot of work to be done. You know, it's not like we're getting four or five yeses, a real strong yes. You know, like it telling you, Sandra, you've got to go for this. This is the ultimate relationship in your life. No. It's not. Could it work? Yes. Oh, yeah, it could work. You know, there's enough positive energy here that it could work. In fact, I got a couple of major arcana cards, which adds even more energy to that. But right now, that's why you're calling in today. Don't need to be psychic for that. It's at a crossroads, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Ace of Coins, the Ace of Pentacles there is saying you got to step outside of your comfort zone and do what you don't want to do. And that's make the hard decisions, have the conversation you don't want to have, but you need to do. And the Hermit card is showing up, wise counsel sought or taken or given. And so comfort zone, you may not want to, but you may need some help from somebody else. You know, there's that disinterested, you know, no skin in the game, objective third party that I was talking about. It doesn't have to be a counselor. It could just be a really, really close and trusted friend, you know. But you need to seek some wise counsel on this. And, you know, all those things are going to require you stepping outside of your comfort zone there. But the main thing, you know, listen to your gut. The body always knows. The body always knows. You know, and if you have somebody with you, you could do kinesiology where you're doing muscle testing. If you're by yourself, I always tell people put your hand over your solar plexus, over the belly right here. Take a deep breath and let it out. And then just ask the question, you know, is this relationship in my best interest? Or if you want to get a little bit more stern, you know, it's like, okay, do I need to break this off? You know, and right away, your body's going to give you a response. You're going to get a yes or no answer from that. You know, but I think you already know. I think you already have intuition about this. That's why that Queen of Cups is showing up.
Yes. Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in, Sandra. We appreciate
the
call.
Thanks, Sandra. Yeah, best of luck to you.
Best of luck. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. What you don't want to do, you know, step out of your comfort zone a little bit. Talk to other people. Have that conversation with him.
Yeah.
Him or her. I don't know. I didn't ask. Or did she say? If it was, I think it's a guy. Anyway, nowadays you have to ask all those questions, you know. Is it a guy?
Yeah.
Is it a girl? Is it non-binary? Is it they, them? I mean, yeah. The world became really complicated. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Oh, so true. But, yeah, in our line of work, it's like, you know, I always try to look for the positives in things. But, yeah, you have to be the bearer of, you know, not so good news now and again, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Let's see. Okay, before we take another call, who's up next? Looks like, okay, get ready. You're on deck. 614. You're the next caller. 614. Get ready. And those of you listening right now, call in, and we'll try to squeeze you in before the end of the show. 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, open the Skype app, press 1. Open the dial pad and press 1. Yeah, it's complicated with that. Oh, gosh. But before we do our next caller, what is it, 614, Rose, what's coming up on the network?
Yes. So we actually have another show coming up today at 5 o'clock Pacific.
Today!
Woohoo! And it is Catherine Hahn. Catherine has been, you know, with the network for quite a while, and she is actually has a new show, and it's called Spiritual Guidance Radio. So, and it's a new day and a new time. So 5 p.m. tonight or this evening, 8 p.m. Eastern. And she's doing a wonderful episode on trusting yourself with angelic channel and energy. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's her title. Oh, my gosh. These titles are so long. She's doing an episode on trusting yourself on her new Spiritual Guidance Radio. So hopefully you guys will tune in just a few hours from now at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, to be with Catherine Hahn. Her show's always wonderful. And then tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have the Tarot Today radio show with our truly Dax Carlisle and Mary Brown. And they're doing the best ways to learn tarot. They have a really special guest, Gary Karp. Dax, would you like to say a little bit more about that? About Gary Karp, for those of people out there who don't know who he is.
Yeah, just real quickly, Gary's been a member of the Tarot Guild, a professional member for, you know, over a decade. And he was actually a host on some of our earlier iterations of the radio network. He had a couple of different shows with us. And he's doing some really great stuff in the realm of teaching tarot, and he wanted to come on and talk about the best ways to learn tarot. So, you know, if you're new to tarot, or even if you're an old hand, maybe you teach tarot, you know, you're going to learn the best ways, and it's going to be, it's always a fun conversation with Gary. He's a hoot.
That's wonderful. So that's really exciting. Again, that's tomorrow, you guys, at 11 a.m. on the Tarot Today radio show. And then on Sunday, same time, we have the Magic Universe show with Sharona Rapsick. And she's going to be talking about chatting. Oh, actually, she's going to be chatting with a guest, chatting with Bruja Lily Tarot. And that's really exciting. On Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern, we have Wisdom of the Soul with Jenna Fuchs. And then, of course, next Friday, we have the Doctors Are In show with yours truly and Dax Carlisle, that we have y'all. And we actually are going to have a medium on. This is really cool because we haven't done this we haven't had a medium on the show or on the network in quite a bit of time, right, Dax? So we have the Rhode Island medium, Savannah Martin. So she's going to be on our show at 11 a.m. Pacific. That's our next show coming up next Friday. And then again at 5 p.m., Spiritual Guidance Radio with Catherine Hahn. And that's it. That's what's coming up for the week.
There we go. And I think I have all the shows listed out through and into the beginning of July on our upcoming shows page. You can just go to psychictalk.net and click on Listen Live, or open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you can always see all of our shows that are coming up. We got some great stuff this month. We really do. And a lot of great guests. I love when we have great guests. We got Gary Karp. We got Bruja Lily. We've got Savannah Martin, you know, it's just, whew. Oh, and I'm the guest at the end of the month. I'm the guest on Sharona's show, Magic Universe, on the 27th. We're going to be talking tarot magic. Tarot is a tool to create your future instead of reading your future. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, a lot of great stuff coming up. And note those time changes and everything. It was about a week ago or so, Catherine introduced her new show title. She had Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guidance. And Spirit told her that she needed to change that to Spiritual Guidance Radio. And I just love it. It's so much easier to say.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And then she decided to move to Fridays, you know, for her own personal schedule. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. She's actually Central Time, 7 p.m. And so note that time and change throughout the month of June. We're going to be having these two shows on Friday, our show, The Doctors Are In, and Spiritual Guidance Radio. For those that are, you know, Maybe you only listen on Fridays and Saturdays or something like that. You don't know about the other shows on the network. Catherine was on Wednesdays, and she's an angelic channel and an angelic energy healer, just so you have a little flavor of what's going on there. Okay, so back to the phone lines. We're about to wrap the show here, and we're going to go to area code 614. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tamika. I'm calling from Ohio.
Tamika from Ohio?
Yes.
Oh, good. How you doing, Tamika? What's going on with you today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm sorry? Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
It kind of broke up for me on my end, Rose, and I wasn't quite hearing what she was saying there, but I'm hearing it now. So go ahead. What's your question for us, Denise?
Oh, okay. So I was just wondering what it's like. I was wondering if I was on the right path, or if Spirit has a message, or. Oh,
on the right path with what? I'm sorry, say that again. I'm really having a hard time. Rose, if you can translate, I'm having a hard time hearing Tamika.
Yeah, I didn't get you want Spirit to tell you what? Like, what area?
Are you on the right path?
Yes.
But right path with what was what I was asking.
Right.
There's a lot of things going on with family, jobs, relationships, work. So I guess generally, like, will things improve, or, you know, should I not worry about some of the stuff swirling around me?
That's the main thing. It's actually the lesson of the Wheel of Fortune card. So the Wheel of Fortune card is about cycles in life. And by the way, we have no control over the cycles. You know, it goes up, it turns around, it comes back down, and it curves back up again. You know, it's a wheel. It just keeps – most of us – you know, you always hear about the 1%ers and the 99%ers, Rose. Yeah, most of us are on the edge of the wheel. We're just going around, letting life happen to us. The smart people crawl along the spokes of the wheel. They crawl to the center. It's like the eye of the storm in a hurricane, where it's calm, completely calm. See, if you can find your way to the center and just allow all of this garbage, you know, to swing around you, it's there still, it's happening, but it's not affecting you because you've found your way to the center of the wheel. That's the lesson from the Wheel of Fortune card. And that's what you need to be doing, as far as just dealing. Okay. Now, as far as this stuff clearing up, the timing on that, I'm getting the Tower card. And that's card 16. 1 + 6 = 7. So it's going to take about 7 weeks for things to really, you know, seem less chaotic. You know, now the Tower card is chaotic. I mean, you just look at the Tower card, it's like, oh my God. And it's, you know, it's sudden change, abrupt endings of friendships, relationships, unexpected events happening, crises, you know, clearing out your life, things along those lines. I just think, you know, getting control again and dealing with the various areas of your life and the various things that are going on, it's going to require a shift in foundations for you. You need to start asking yourself the big questions. Things like, you know, what beliefs am I holding on to that no longer serve me? And really, you know, these beliefs I have about things, is it really my belief, or did it come from somewhere else or someone else? Because a lot of the things we believe really are coming from our family and friends. They're coming from our parents, and they're coming from our clergy and our, you know, our boss. You know, you're a terrible worker. Is that really true? You know, is that just his belief that he's imprinting on you and you're taking it to heart and now you're believing something that's false? Yeah, you need to start looking at that stuff. And literally anything that no longer serves you, relationships that no longer serve you. Maybe some of these things you're talking about are toxic relationships that you need to let go of. You know, now, of course, in family, we can never let go of family, you know, I mean, unless we, you know, God, move to Europe or something, I guess. But but with the internet, we never get away. We're never going to escape that. No, but you can distance yourself. You can, you know, you cannot involve yourself in their drama. You can distance yourself from that. And relationships that are just friendships, you know, hey, if it's that toxic, maybe you do cut that person off. You need to look at these things. The central focus is the Nine of Swords card, literally the suffering, desolation, loss, self-sacrifice. It's a card of, you know, waking up in the middle of the night, bad dreams, you know, worry about things, stress, hopelessness. You know, the tarot's, you know, that's the main focus, and the tarot's just, you know, basically reflecting back what you already know. You know, that's what you need to focus on is not really what's happening. It's the same thing with, you know, going back to that Wheel of Fortune. It's not what's happening. It's how you're reacting to what's happening, if that makes any sense. When I asked it as a straight, the Star card shows up, which is the card of hope. And this is a card about listening to your intuition. So whether it's your job, career, family, friends, you know, this drama, that drama, okay, it's about listening to your intuition. Your body knows the answer. You can ask. And, you know, listen to your gut instincts on these things. Know when to not get involved in the drama, you know. It's also a card of optimism, hope, faith. It's saying, the tarot say, you really need to start holding on to that, you know. And once you start holding on to the optimism, being optimistic, taking a look at your life and look at all the positive things that are happening and focus on those things, it creates a momentum which kind of quashes all the negative moving forward. Now, four out of the five cards are yes in the answer to your direct question of, is this going to get better? Yes, it's going to get better. It's great. It's great. But there's things, there's, you know, cup cards showing up talking about emotions. There's the Six of Cups is the nostalgia card, something to do with your past, especially all the way back to childhood possibly, that's involved here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You need to find emotional fulfillment in life and have that be your focus, not on anything from the past, because the past isn't there anymore, you know. And the future, well, we create our future. So that's the key, you know, is figuring out, okay, so for Tamika, what is emotionally fulfilling? And focus on that. And there's opportunities all around you. You're just not seeing them. The Four of Cups comes in, and there's a figure sitting by a tree, cross-legged, sitting there Indian style, looking at the, Native American style. I guess we have to say it that way now, Rose. Gotta be PC. And there's like these three cups in front of the individual, and his arms are crossed, and he or she is not happy with either. You know, any of those three options, you know. But what they don't see is off to the right, out of their peripheral awareness, a fourth cup's being offered from a cloud, you know, literally from your angels, from God, if you choose to use that terminology, the universe, your higher self, consciousness, whatever term you want to use. There's these other options out there that you're just not seeing.
Yeah, because I really believe I should plant my roots. I just don't know exactly where. Because my life is kind of spread out within states. And it's like, where am I supposed to be?
Well, you know, I got to let you in on a little secret. Where you're supposed to be is where you want to be. That's all there is to it. This whole thing about, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, what is my life purpose? Where am I supposed to be living? Where am I supposed to be? It's all BS. You could decide for yourself. Remember, I was talking about you got to figure out for Tamika what is emotionally fulfilling. So instead of looking at a map and looking at, okay, I got this going on over here, I got this going over there, my aunt Sally lives down here, but my parents are up over here, and my sister so-and-so is over there, and, you know, and I got this, you know, career, but then I got this other potential over in this other state, and there's this town over here I like. You know, instead of looking at it and trying to make sense of it by your supposed connections with all these possibilities. Instead, remember from the 80s, the Etch-a-Sketch rose, you know, you just, you know, pull it across, it's gone, or you shake it and it's, you know, just clear the, you need, Tamika, to completely clear the slate, take a deep breath and just let it go, and then go, where the heck do I want to be? What makes my eyes light up? Is it being in Colorado near the mountains with the snow? Do I like being, you know, near the beach? You know, do I like a certain part of Georgia? Do I want to move somewhere else on the East Coast? Do I want to, you know, go over to Oregon? You know, you should just decide what's emotionally fulfilling for you and stop worrying about everybody else. You know, and lot of the things – a lot of the things you've been talking about, you know, these dramas and these issues, and they involve other people and family members and non-family members. And then, you know, this other thing you just brought up about, you know, where am I supposed to be? It's all the same issue where the focus is on outside of yourself instead of focusing on inside yourself. Don't worry. Everything else is going to fall.
An observation?
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to say one last thing. Everything is going to fall like dominoes and fall right into perfect if you just change your perspective and think to yourself, what do I want? What are you going to say, Rose?
Yeah, I was, you know, just listening to the reading and whatnot, it really, what came up for me, just on an intuitive level, is that you need to create healthy boundaries. We all need to do that, so it's not just like a specific only to you, but at times when there's a lot of family drama or just drama from your friends and family, sometimes you really have to put boundaries up and say, you know, it's okay to step back from this situation. If they're adults and you're not really talking about children that are in need of you in some form or fashion, like a young child needs a parent, then these, if they're adults, they have to be able to take care of themselves and help themselves. Or you may need to ask someone to help, you know, but you have to create boundaries for yourself so that you're clear about what you want in this life, and it allows you to do some self-care. That's another thing, too. It's okay to step back from certain situations and say, you know what, I'm not going to involve myself anymore into this situation, and I need time to just step back and heal. If a person calls you up and they want to discuss this, you know, drama, then say, you know what, at this time, I don't want to do this right now. I'm really trying to take care of myself. So it's okay to tell people that. They could be upset. They could be, you know, because a lot of times when you're always open, you know, people will take advantage of that. They'll call you up. They'll, blah, 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 you know, you get involved.
Yeah, but
then
if you're selfish and
exactly.
You know, you don't think about other people. And I'm like, are you serious?
Right. And you're never going to.
I'm like, you guys have no idea.
Right. And so you're never going to, you really have to create the idea of a boundary and just say, you know what? That's their opinion. You don't have to approve anything to anybody about who you are and what you're about. Just think about that one. You don't have to prove. If they don't get the fact that you are a caring person but you're stepping back to take care of yourself, that's their problem. They have to wrestle with that, you know? But anyway, what I'm saying is that create your boundaries so that you can get clear, because what happens when we're involved in all this drama, we can't think about, okay, what do I want? Where do I want to be? Where do I want to live? You know, we get all confused because we're all wrapped up in this stuff. And a lot of times, I'm not saying this is the same for your situation because I don't know it specifically, but a lot of times we don't really need to be wrapped up in other people's drama. We really don't. And so yeah. All I'm saying is create the idea, even if in the morning time, you can do this visually in the morning time, you imagine that you are in a white cocoon, a cocoon of white light that surrounds you. It surrounds your heart. It surrounds your mind. It surrounds your whole body, and that this is something that is not penetrable by, you know, people with drama and all that kind of stuff. And just keep doing that. After a while, you're going to – and then you also you have to speak your boundary too. You can't just, you know, you can create the visualization of it, which is good, but at the same time, you have to make sure that you take action. So do those two things, and that will help to push back some of this energy that's around you that's causing all this confusion. I hope that's helpful to you.
Oh, no, it definitely does. Thank you.
Thanks for the call,
Janika. That definitely loads off of my mind. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You stay safe. I appreciate it.
You too.
Enjoy the rest
of
your weekend.
Best of luck to you.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Wow, just some really great calls. I think we might have time for one more, but we got to make it really fast here. Remember, if we don't get your call today, there's another show today. That's right. You can 5 p.m. Eastern. No, sorry, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm trying to get used to it too. You know, Spiritual Guidance Radio. You can call in and talk to Catherine Hahn this evening if we don't get to you. And remember, it's the same phone number. It's good for all of our shows. Write it down, 714-816-4628. After today's broadcast, I will shift the URL to the chat post for Catherine's show tonight. And so, you know, give me a little time. But, yeah, all you have to do is type that in your browser and has all the information where you can listen, the call-in number, and you can, you know, you can chat, of course, there on the chat post. And so just write that down, psychictalk.net/chat and 714-816-4628. It's good for all of our shows. And you can call in later tonight if we didn't get to your call. Then caller waiting the longest is married to 845. Are you there? Hello, 845.
Hello,
are you there?
You?
Hi,
yes,
what's
I'm
your
here.
Name? Where are you calling from?
I am Lucy. I'm calling from New York.
Hi.
Hello. I really like what you talk to the other person. Pretty accurate.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
What do you want to chat about?
Well, what is my life? I would like the reading about love life, a romantic relationship.
Let's see. You're not currently in a relationship?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Because, wow, there's multiple people showing up here.
Oh, wow.
I thought for a second there, I thought, you know, Lucia had a harem going or something. I mean, all these, you know, cards are showing up. Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. You know, the possibilities are all there, and two major arcana cards, three yes cards. If we look at it as a yes, no, I was thinking, you know, is this coming in? And it looks like it. There might be, you know, some blocks again, like with a previous caller, to why it's not showing up as quickly as maybe you want it to happen. But there's actually a couple of individuals showing up. One is the Knight of Cups, and cups is that water element. So potentially a Cancer sign, Scorpio, Pisces individual. This is somebody that is intelligent but artistic, you know, kind of refined, sometimes restless, the romantic dreamer card, they call it sometimes. And another knight coming from, yeah, and it's interesting, it's bookending the reading. One's coming in from the left and one's coming in from the right. You know, you may have to make some decisions in a little bit here. Anyway, the knight of swords also shows up. Swords is air. This is those, you know, quick-witted people, the Geminis and the Libras and the Aquariuses. You know, I'm a Gemini. My birthday is June 16th.
And a Libra.
Yeah, cool. See, you're a perfect match for another Libra or a Gemini Aquarius. And, just a hint, 5 days to my birthday, and, you know, you really want to pay attention because there's everybody listening out there, there's going to be something big on my birthday. So pay attention. It's coming. June 16th on Wednesday. Woo! Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here's another individual, you know, coming in. And this person, you know, like I said, quick-witted, clever, skillful, courageous, thriving on difficult situation. It's the archetypal, like, warrior type personality, this kind of person. They're very fearless. They often have, well, they're assertive, of course, but they also have psychic vision and great communicators. Great communicators. Hey, that's why I'm on the radio. I'm a Gemini. And both the other cool thing here, Lucy. Oh, by the way, is it Lucy or Lucia?
Lucy. My nickname is Lucy.
Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. And the interesting thing is it's knight. It's not king card showing up. It's knight cards. That suggests something. Typically, the knight cards are younger individuals. They're young adults. Now, it doesn't have to be. What it could be indicating a couple of different things here, Lucy. One is that these two individuals could be chronologically a little bit younger than you, or it could just be they could be your age or older, but they just have a very youthful outlook on life.
That's nice.
Yep. So there are a couple of individuals right there. Now, what does the tarot cards say about any potential blocks, pitfalls, things like that? You know, the central focus card is the Judgment card, which is the cosmic wake-up call. I mean, this is a major arcana card. It's kind of a major deal in your life. This is the universe trying to say, Lucy, you got to pay attention here, okay? It's trying to wake you up to certain things, and it's surrounded by the Ten of Swords on one side and the Devil card on the other side. Remember, we had the Devil card come up for other callers, and it's talking about attachments to things. I don't know what that is, and we don't have enough time to pull cards and explore it on the radio, but just real quickly, I want you to take time to think about this, to sit with yourself alone and just think about it and see what comes up, because it seems like, you know, you may have baggage from previous relationships, you may be still attached to previous relationships. Could also be you're attached to any relationships, anything that you've had or done in the past, you're attached to it happening a certain way, you know, instead of opening yourself up to other possibilities. That's why it's the big cosmic wake-up call, the Judgment card showing up. It's like, Lose, you know.
I know.
You got to start going down, you know, the path untraveled here. You know,
oh, really?
Yes.
Trouble?
Yeah, you need to no trouble. You just need to meet people and involve yourself with people in different ways than you normally do. You're attached to it happening a certain way. I've always met people this way, and that's the only way it can happen. Now, when you say that to yourself, you're blocking the universe. You're blocking the universe from bringing in something better in a different way. And this is also suggested with the Ten of Swords. This is a card of complete endings. So, again, any thoughts of previous relationships, you need to completely accept that, you know, that's done and gone. You got to move forward. And the dawn is rising in ground of this card here. It's one door closing, another door opening. And as long as you can do that and let go of these attachments, especially any emotional baggage you're still carrying from previous relationships, then you're going to be able to bring in these two individuals that are headed your way, the Knight of Cups and the Knight of Swords. I hope that makes sense for you.
It does. He does. I really have some old friends, and they just don't. And like if I say, "Oh, online dating, no, it's just too dangerous." Then you say,
"With online dating, Rose. You just have the same precautions as you would meeting someone in person. You know what I mean? You meet in public spaces when you know, like the first few dates or whatnot, and, you know, you're just meeting, it's just an opportunity to meet, you know, someone that you may not actually run into, who may not be in your circle, you know, that kind of thing. So you use the same, you know, use good sense, as they say, you know, and, you know, back in the day, Dax, you were talking about how old you are. Back in the day, we were told to keep money and change with us in case we need to make a call or something, you know, call on the payphone, the old payphones back in the day. Do the same thing. Let people know where you're going when you're meeting a new person or something, if you have a close friend or something. Use those same precautions, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like I met this wonderful man while I was playing a video game, actually. And he's all the way in Germany, and we're now working out, you know, when we'll be able to come together and see each other and spend some time. But you just never know how it's going to happen. I never expected to meet anybody on video game, not like that, you know. So just
and
be open.
I've got
and,
something on
and
that.
Okay.
Yeah, when you're done,
and
I've got
Cool. Yeah, just be open and use the same precautions as you would, and you know, when meeting people in person. You know, pay attention to how they behave towards you. If you don't like it, move on to the next. But it's great that you have a lot of options, Lucy. I love that.
Yeah.
A lot to choose from.
Yeah.
So I'll do him or
you got
or
some
her,
options coming in for sure. Yeah. I was going to say is that, you know, it doesn't have to be any more dangerous than anything else is. And, you know, when I mentioned about being open to, you know, other ways of meeting people, it doesn't have to be, you know, any of the newfangled social media, dating sites, online stuff. It could just be simply that you seek out people that have the same passions in life. They're interested in the same things. You know, you join a book club. You're interested in golfing, so you join a golfing meetup. I don't know. You know, it's whatever. You
whatever
know, you
it is, right.
are excited about, in any major town at least, even in the smaller ones, but especially in the major centers, you know, you can go.
I live in a small town.
You can still find meetups in your area or in a larger town nearby. You can type in the name of that town on meetup.com and type in what you're interested in. I'm interested in tarot or numerology. I'm interested in golfing. I'm interested in ballroom dancing, basket weaving. I don't know what it is. You know, whatever is your passion, you know, type it in and find some meetup groups that you can go at. Oh, big truck going by. It's FedEx. Yay.
That sounds a bit.
Yeah, but that's another example of you can find groups already out there with similar interests and you can meet those people. You can meet people through those people. It doesn't have to be necessarily the internet, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's you know, the same people that you would meet, like, I don't know, with a dating service or remember speed dating? I wonder if they still do that, speed dating. You know,
sure, yeah.
It's still, you know, the equivalent. And like Rose said, like she counseled you, there's lots of ways to, you know, make things safe and make sure people know where you are and, you know, have your panic button on your phone. No, I'm just kidding. None of this has to be that. It doesn't have to be that dangerous. You know, you know, find like-minded people. It might be a new spiritual group you join with. Maybe you're interested in a particular spiritual practice or a church or synagogue or a mosque. You know, you try out a new one that's bigger. Maybe in a couple towns over that's larger, you meet more people, larger groups of people. I mean, there's so many ways to meet, especially now that we're opening up again and people are meeting in person again, you know, group-wise, you know, large groups, you know. Maybe you have sporting interests, I don't know. But whatever your interests are, there are groups built around those interests. You know, it could be gaming, like Dr. Rose. You know, I mean, there's so many possibilities out there. So just be open to meeting people in new ways. That's what the message that was coming through the cards today was about.
Yeah, I joined LinkedIn, and then all these men keep testing me, but then I don't know. They very,
LinkedIn
was one that was
business.
Yeah,
you know,
but then they were testing me like was a dating site, and then it was one like, oh, I am an author and I am doing blah blah blah. I say okay, and he keeps asking me, oh, can you give me your email and this and your phone number? No, thank you.
Rose, there's players on every platform, right?
Oh yeah. It's everywhere, and you know it's not unlike what sometimes you can run into in person. This guy, he could be nice looking or whatever, but he's pushing too hard, or you're not that interested, you know. So it's kind of like the same thing just online. But you know, you it sounds like you're, you know, intuitive about that. LinkedIn is primarily career and business, but I think there's also some aspect of other things going on, but I haven't been on LinkedIn in quite a while, so I don't really know. But
neither.
They do have groups, though. They do have community groups on LinkedIn of various interests. Not everything is
business related. So that's another way.
But I get people contacting me on Skype. Hey, I'm going to be your friend. Hello. And I'm like, nah, I don't know you. You know.
Yes, it is.
So I get it.
Yep.
But do try to find community groups out there where you can meet with people in person, you know, give you the opportunity to expand your network. Yeah.
We got to run, Lucy, though, because we're about to stop live streaming here. So enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yep.
Blessings.
Bye for now.
Blessings to you.
Okay. Family. Awesome sauce. 60 seconds of live streaming, so we're just going to say goodbye to everybody. And the woman was talking in my ear, letting me know. And bye, Rose, and we'll be back
by
next week. I can't wait. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Bye. Have a great week.